And we're not going to have question answers on this particular shiur. First of all, because I'm on the phone. Second of all, because we're afraid. Last night we had around 150 people that were in. So you can't have question answers when you have 150 people. So we, you know, we'll see exactly how many people sign up for tonight, and then in the future, we're going to try to be able to let people talk in an interactive shiurim. That's what we like. I want to share with you something about Mea Brachas. Now, we've been talking a lot about Mea Brachas, my friends. A lot of discussions about Mea Brachas. And the reason is because Rav David Kohen Shlita Rashiv of Chevron told us we should be mechazik in Mea Brachas. And I'll show you why. We'll talk about why Mea Brachas is particularly important when there is this type of situation that we're in. Now, I don't like being, I like being like, I'm very into being centered. So I'm going to like move this so that we could be between the two poles as opposed to like having one pole. There you go. Just move down just like that. That's a little better. Okay. Yitzchak Ben Ayon. Thank you very much, Baruch Berger, for the text. Okay, my friends, here we go. So we're going to speak about Mea Brachas. We're going to talk about what Mea Brachas does. It's a little bit more. Just it's got like those two things behind me. Just makes me feel more normal. Anyway, whatever. It's in my head. So it's in this week's parsha. Mea Brachas comes up in this week's parsha because we, you know, we take the machatzis hashekel and we use the machatzis hashekel for the mishkan. What do we use it for exactly? It's used for maas kikar hakesef, the money that we have kikar hakesef. It's used for adne hakodesh, adne haperuiches, which is what that's basically the foundation. What's holding up all of the kerushim, all of like the boards in the Mishkan. It's interesting. It's being held up by the Machatzis HaShekel, and there's 100 of them. And the Baal Torah says that 100 that we have is connected to 100 brachas. So this week's parasha has a reference in the building of the Mishkan to the Mea Brachas. So we're going to speak a little bit about Mea Brachas. The Gemara Menachas tells us that Rameir says that a person is chayav to make Mea Brachas every single day. And he brings a pasuk, Va'ata Yisrael, the pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach, what is Hashem asking of you? Ki'im li'iro Yisrael. Now, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach means, what is Hashem asking? But Rashi says you could read it a little differently. It's like a Korean exiv. If you read it, Ma'a Hashem Elokecha Shol Me'imach, 100 Hashem wants from you. What does Hashem want from us? 100 brachas. That's what Hashem wants. So therefore, the pasuk, the Rameir says, from here we see that there's a concept, an idea of saying Mea Brachas b'chol yom. So it's interesting because it sounds like from over here that this comes all the way back from the times of the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was being mesaken Mea Brachas. Tosfos has a different angle on what would we see it in the pasuk, because if you read this entire pasuk from beginning to end, and you count up the amount of letters that are on the pasuk, there's exactly 100 letters in the pasuk. So he says, "Is Mea Isis in this pasuk? That's Mea Brachas. That's what we know it from." So either way, Rashi and Tosfos says that's the pshat of the Gemara and Menachas. Now the Medrash, we're going to see multiple makoris for the idea of Mea Brachas b'chol yom. The Medrash says that the makor is from a different pasuk. It's a pasuk by David HaMelech, Nu'um David ben Yishai, Unu'um Agever Hukam Oil. It's talking about David, and it says David HaMelech was Hukam Oil, which means he established oil is like a burden. So one shot is it's Ula Shel Tshuva, which is David HaMelech. He gave us the idea of doing Tshuva because he did Tshuva for the Maisa of Batsheva. We know that whole story over there that happened with David HaMelech. So David HaMelech did Tshuva. But Hukam Oil also means that he established oil, the Gematria of Ayin Lamed. Oil, Ayin Lamed is 100. David HaMelech was Masakin 100 Brachas, which sounds like now it's actually was put into place much later. It's almost like a stira. Is it from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu or is it the times of David HaMelech? So the Shvilei Pinchas brings down that what happened was David HaMelech put in place originally. And slowly but surely the sensitivity to it faded. And in the times of David HaMelech, there was a magefa, the Torah says. There was a magefa that happened and they didn't know why it was happening. And David HaMelech, Beruach Kodshoi, says the Torah, he realized it was because Klal Yisrael have to make Mea Brachas. We want to make a tikkun for this. There shouldn't be this death shouldn't be happening. This magefa shouldn't be happening. And the Mea Brachas stops the magefa. And that's why Moreinu, Reb David Kohen, the Rashi of Chevron, said that we should make Mea Brachas b'chol yom in order to stop the magefa. However, Reb David said that we shouldn't. It's not just about making the Mea Brachas. It's about making Mea Brachas b'kavana. I actually have an interesting story. A lot of what I'm saying now is, by the way, is from the Sefer Nachlas Tzvi, which is Rabbi Zev Klein, who's a chavrus of mine when I was a bachur. Anyway, he says that it's the following thing. There's a story that someone came to Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and he asked him, he says, what can I do to be ma'ir racha mishamayim? He was physically in danger. He was not well. So he asked Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, what can I do to be ma'ir racha mishamayim? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, I'll tell you what I do. When I want to be ma'ir racha mishamayim, I make sure to make my brachas bekavana. And he says that means that a baruch is a baruch. An ato is an ato. Say the brachas appropriately and properly and slowly, and then you're going to have racha mishamayim. So therefore, we know this idea of mea brachas is something that is ma'ir lots of rachamim. And listen to this fascinating Zohar. The Zohar breaks down the word staka. He says, the Kodesh Baruch Hu does staka. We say, tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rachav. Hashem is tzadik. And merachim al kol b'riyosav b'tzdaka. Hashem is merachim on us b'tzdaka. What does the word tzdaka stand for? Tzadi, dalid, kuf, and hey, tzidaka. Tzadi, dalid, kuf, and hey. Tzadi stands for the 90 amens that a person says in the course of his davening, when he davens with a minyan. Dalid is the 4 kaddishes. Kuf is 100 brachas, and hey is chamisha chumshei Torah. So I understand that for many people, it's challenging now to have amens and also to have kaddishes for sure. So amens, you could answer amen to someone else's bracha, as we spoke about, that a person can say his brachas b'kol rom, and if other people answer amen. Kaddish is hard. We are still trying to keep the kaddish of the Zoom going. We're working on different ways of doing it. You have to be very careful to understand the way we're doing it. It's a chap, as I mentioned from Rosh Weiss. Now we're trying to go actually to Brazil to get a minion for you, because it looks like the minyanim in Lakewood are being shut down. But we're going to try to get a minion. You should be able to answer Amen and Kedusha through that type of minion. We're in the process of trying to do it for you. But the Zohar says, Mea Brachas is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanas on us through Mea Brachas, and then Be'achshav Loi Tzidoka, Tzadi, Kuf, Tzadi, Dalet, Kuf, and Hey. Anyway, listen to this Seder HaYoyim. The Sefer Seder HaYoyim says that Mea Brachas is an Inyan Nisgav Ma'oid. It's a very exalted, it's a very lofty, it's a very important thing. And he says, Hashem says, Ma Hashem L'chech Hashem L'inlech Ki'im. This is the only thing Hashem wants from us. So this is obviously a very big thing. Hashem, this is the thing, Mea Brachas. And we spoke about how Mea Brachas is basically bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your life. All day, you think about Hashem. Every day, you're making this bracha, making that bracha. 100 brachas in the course of a day means that Hashem is really there. And what you're doing is, you are surrendering to Hashem. You're crowning Hashem. And that's what we have to do. There's another makar brought in the Sefer, the Siddur HaTfilah to the Roikeach. Listen to this amazing makar, and it's going to be Negeah to the rest of the shir. We're going to speak about soon. He says the following thing. Amazing. He brings that Avram Avinu had a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avram said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in what schus are my children going to be able to survive? And as he anticipated there's going to be a need for some sort of racham, he said, how are we going to get it? So Hashem said back to him, no problem, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash, and there'll be korbanos. Avram Avinu said, yeah, but what happens when there is no Beis HaMikdash? What is going to be the schus? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael will make mea brachas. And if you make mea brachas, mala ani aleichem, I will consider it ki'ilu hikravtem lefonai kol hakorbanos. You want to be makriv a korban? So say mea brachas. There's actually 100 psukim he brings down of the korbanos that is keneged. The 100 brachas that we make, each bracha is a different korban. Amazing. So my friends, we're seeing how powerful mea brachas is. It's keneged the korbanos. And it's something that brings the tzedakah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. The Sefer Tzor HaMor brings another angle. He says it's like a person who does Mea Brachas, it brings out Yira Shamayim. Yira Shamayim means, doesn't mean fear of Hashem, Hashem is going to hurt you. Yira Shamayim means an appreciation for the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Yiras HaRoimimus. What does that mean? I understand how great Hashem is. If I thank Hashem for this, I thank Hashem for that. I realize, wow, Hashem, I have so much to thank you for. I feel so small in front of you, Hashem. I appreciate your greatness. That's Yiras HaRoimimus. And he says, that's why the Pasuk says, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shomeach Kim Liira. And it's not so hard. Just say Meir Brachas. I mean, honestly, we all make Meir Brachas in the day, in a normal day. So now it's just a question of doing it by Kavana. And then we've done so much. Last thing we're going to say before we get into the Lam, this is a Balaturim. The Balaturim says on the Pasuk, it says in the Vishnanto Vanechav Dibarto Bam, Vishiv Tocha Beveisecha, Uvelechtocha Bederach, Uveshachpecha, Uvekumecha. Kumecha has got a very prominent kuf. Uvekumecha. Now, if you look in the Torah, actually, the kuf actually has crowns on it. It's tagim. And the Balaturim says, you know why? Because those tagim is for the Meir Brachas. Kuf is for the Meir Brachas. And it says the Baal Turim, if someone gets up, Bikumecha, gets up in the morning, and he starts his Meir Brachas cycle, and he says Meir Brachas, so then that's going to save him from the Meir Klolois. There's 100 Klolos in Mishnah Torah. There's actually 98. But then it says, Gam Kol Choli V'Chol Make, which is there's 98 very individual specific ones, and then there's ones which seem to be a little more vague. There's another two. It's altogether considered to be 100 klalos. 100 brachas will save you from 100 klalos. Amazing. So now we want to speak about some of the ideas of Meir Brachas. We're seeing how awesome a Meir Brachas is, how important Meir Brachas is. Let's understand, are women chayiv in Meir Brachas? Or only men? What would be the reason why a woman might be chayiv pater in Meir Brachas? Why would you say she's pater? Maybe you'd say it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama. In other words, women are chayiv in all mitzvahs just like men. The only reason why they might not be chayiv is because of the fact that it's mitzvah seishes man grama. So there's many reasons to think a woman should be chayiv in Meir Brachas. I'll start with the first one, which is that even if it's a mitzvah seishes man grama, assuming Meir Brachas is midirabanan, which is likely, so then I don't know if women are pater from a dirabanan that's a zman grama. A diaraisa that's zman grama, they're for sure pater on. It's a machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. If they're also pater on dirabanans, that mitzvah seisha is man grama. So right off the bat, that's one reason why women should be chayiv, because even though it's a zman grama, but it's a dirabanan. Another reason is maybe it's not a zman grama. Is this called a mitzvah seisha is man grama? Well, let's see. For example, women are chayiv to daven every single day. Some women aren't so aware of that. They don't have to daven the structured tefillah or the nusach tefillah, but they have to daven every single day. And says the Rambam, because it's every single day, therefore, they're considered to be chayiv. It's every single day. So over here also, Meir Brachas is every single day, even though it's a new bracha, it's a new mitzvah every day, it's a new mitzvah, but also by tefillah it's a new mitzvah. And still we see that they're chayiv. So what does it seem like? It seems like this is not called a mitzvah seishes man grama, because it's something that is recurring and doesn't have like a time when you're not chayiv in it. So therefore, lechoyra, women should be chayiv in Meir Brachas b'chol yoyim. There's another reason. The Sefer Higyoni HaParisha says the following thing. It says, women are chayiv in mezuzah. Why are women chayiv in mezuzah? Says the Gemara. It says, because by mezuzah, the Pasuk says, leman yirbu yameichem. It's something that's going to bring you arichas yamim. Says the Gemara, aren't women also need arichas yamim? So even though you might say mezuzah is a mitzvah seishes man grama for whatever reason, but anything that's a lifeline to us, it brings arichas yamim. So women also are going to be included in that. That would, it would tend to reason that for that same line of logic, we would say women are chayiv Meir Brachas, because Meir Brachas stopped the magefa, as we mentioned. Meir Brachas is going to help bring us life. So therefore, women should be chayiv. So we got three reasons why women are chayiv. First of all, even if it is a mitzvah seishes man grama, it could be it doesn't make a difference. Second of all, it's probably not a mitzvah seishes man grama. And third of all, even if it is a mitzvah seishes man grama, if it's a lifeline, so then women should be chayiv. However, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, we don't find in the poskim anyone seeming to like stress over the fact that women are chayiv in Meir Brachas. What do I mean by that? There's different days when we have an easier time coming to Meir Brachas and a harder time, like for example, Yom Kippur is the hardest time to get Meir Brachas. No one talks about the fact that women have less brachas because they don't daven. So obviously, women aren't chayiv. Because from the fact that they don't have all these brachas of tefillah, therefore we kind of like left them out and we didn't obligate them to make Meir Brachas. That's what he says. We have another shaila here, which is a very interesting shaila. When you make Meir Brachas, do you count them starting in the morning or do you count them starting at night? Do you count the Meir Brachas from the first thing when you wake up in the morning or at night? The knee-jerk reaction is it starts at night because the day always starts at night. Tonight, we are not right now. It's called Leil Shishi. This is Friday night, right? This is in Halacha, the night starts, the day starts at night, the night before. So I would think if that's true in Halacha, that should also be true when it comes to Mea Brachas. And Mea Brachas should start at night and go till the morning. That's what one would think. By the Mishnah Berurah, it's not clear in his Lashon if he holds that way. Interesting, the Mishnah Berurah, when he counts your Mea Brachas, the first Bracha he mentions is Hamapil, which is at night. But then he goes straight to the morning and he counts Ma'ariv at the end. So if he's saying that we're starting our Mea Brachas at night, so then why is he starting with Hamapil? Now, it's interesting because a lot of the Halacha Svarim, when they start with your Seder Hayom, they start with Hamapil because they want you to realize that your day starts with when you go to sleep. So maybe really it's starting in the morning. It just starts with Hamapil to show you that the Hamapil is when you start. That could be. Another answer my son-in-law suggested is that back in the day, everyone davened Ma'ariv before Tzeisa Kochav. Because, you know, it was hard. There was no street lamp, so it was hard to go out at night. So therefore, Lamaisa, Ma'ariv was davened during the day before. Now, when you daven Ma'ariv early, does that count as your cheshbon of the night or the day? Shlomo Zalman says, for example, let's say a person is Makabel Shabbos. Some people Makabel Shabbos early. That Ma'ariv, does that go into the cheshbon of Friday or go into the cheshbon of Shabbos? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, if you davened on Friday, it's going to go into the cheshbon of Friday. So being that they always davened early in Europe, so when the Chafetz Chaim wrote it, maybe that's why the Chafetz Chaim starts his cheshbon with Hamapa, which is the first thing you're definitely going to do at night. Anyway, the Poiskim bring a raya that Itaka starts at night. What's the raya of the Poiskim? Because we always, like I said, we get stressed out about different times. How do we get Mea Brachas? On every Shabbos, we're a few short. On Yom Kippur, we're a lot short because we don't eat. But what do you mean we're short? If, for example, every Shabbos, if you're starting in the morning, so then Matzah Shabbos, you have the whole Malava Malka, you have the whole Ma'ariv of Matzah Shabbos has got extra brachas. So from the fact that we're stressing over how do you make the get to the total sum of 100 on Shabbos, obviously what we're doing is we're counting the davening of the night before, even though I guess they didn't daven early on Friday night. I don't know. It's a little interesting. Akoponim, that's what he says. However, in the Rambam is meduyik, not like that. How is that? Because the Rambam Lashon is Chayv Adam Lavaruch Mea Brachas Bein Bayoim Bein Balayla. You have to make Mea Brachas between the day and the night. That's to be 100 brachas. Why does it say between the night and the day? Why does it say between the day and the night? It appears from the Rambam that it starts with the day, which is very interesting because everything starts with the night in Halacha. Shabbos starts at night. Everything starts at night. The day we start at night. We start the day Swiss Omer at night. Everything's. Why would the Rambam say Mea Brachas starts in the morning? I was thinking that perhaps the answer is as follows. And with this, we're going to end this portion of the Mishmah. Perhaps the answer is as follows. We brought down that the Siddur Tfilas HaRokeach, that Avraham Avinu asked the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how am I going to, the Jewish people are going to survive? And he said, with my karbanos. And he said, what about when there's no karbanos? We brought down that, yeah, but it's ki'ilu their makriv a karban, they say mea brachas. We mentioned there's 100 psukim in the parasha of karbanos, and there's 100 brachas, which means that really the brachas are ki'ilu in place of karbanos. Now, an interesting thing, in the Beis HaMikdash, for some reason, the Beis HaMikdash, it was actually the yoim was hoylech, the laila is hoylech achar yoim, which means that they brought the korbanos in the morning, and you can eat the korban for a day, that means a day and a night, not a night and a day and a night. So the night followed the day when it comes to korbanos. If the mea brachas are in place of korbanos, so therefore the korbanos, we actually rechen, we consider the night that follows is part of the day. So to Mea Brachas, says the Rambam at least, that maybe we start by day and we continue into the night. That's the Rambam's approach to Mea Brachas. It could be that the other Rishonim that seem to say that you start at night, because they have other Makairis, as we mentioned, for how you do Mea Brachas. I just want to leave you with one interesting thought about Mea Brachas. The Shvilei Pinchas, Parshas Ekev, has really beautiful ideas over here in, this is in Parshas Eka, but it's about Mea Brachas. I can't really go into the whole thing right now, but he speaks about the number 100. He speaks about something called the Samach Mem. The Samach Mem is the evil angel. It's called the Samach Mem. He actually has, at the end of his name, an Aleph and a Lamed. Samach Mem is, they call him, like in the jargon, the Sprach, the way we say it is, he's the Samach Mem. Now, Samach Mem is Gematria 100. So the Samach Mem, which is the Yetzirah, which is the Malach HaMaves, he's the same guy. He's got that power of negativity in 100. And somehow we have to fight that off. We fight that off with 100 brachas. And it says, Lasalava Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to shecht the Samach Mem. Shecht is when you split something in half. We're going to take the letters Aleph Lamed, which are the letters of every Malach. Malach Michael, Gavriel, Oiriel. Give me another one. Rifael, did I mention him yet? No. All those Malachim, they have the Shem of Hashem at the end of them, and then they have their job. The Samach Mem, his job is that evil stuff. Now, Klal Yisrael got the Luchos Rishonos. There was something amazing in Luchos Rishonos, which is that the Mem and the Samach were B'neis Oimdim. I'll show it to you. It was carved out. The letters in the Luchos were carved out. So the letter Samach was carved out. You can see it was carved out. I don't know if you can see this. Carved out. Now, this is supposed to be like stone and stone around it. This is the carved part. So had the stone, like in the middle, just hover there. It was a miracle. The letter Mem is also the same type of thing. Those are the only two letters that are actually totally closed. So letter Mem and the letter Samach were B'neis Oimdim. They were miraculously standing. That was in the Luchos Rishonos. Now, that's Mem Samach. You know what happened in Luchos Rishonos? No Misa. That was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. But the luchos were broken. And we broke the luchos. The Samach Mem got his power. And now we have to fight the Samach Mem through brachas. And that's what we're going to do with our Mea Brachas. So Mea Brachas are super powerful, my friends. So we have to make these brachas bekavana. It could fight off anything. And especially now we're in a time of magefa. It says a person has to be mechavin when he makes these bracha. That he should have in mind that he's being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Beis Hashem in the schus of our making Mea Brachas with extra kavana. We should be zoicha that we should see Yeshuas and Refuas by all of Klal Yisrael. I would like to share with you tomorrow some more Shvilei Pinchas, but that's connected to our Parsha more. Shvilei Pinchas on Parshas Bekudei. I did Yak by Yakel a little bit already, but very deep stuff. We're going to speak about the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, Besamikdash Shalmata. These are important things to try to grasp the chashivas of the Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is connected Beis HaMikdash. My friends, I just want to leave you with one word that hopefully there's a lot of you here with us. I can't even see who's on the phone, on the call. And I apologize that we don't have more interaction. Beis Hashem, hopefully I'm going to get my computer up and it's going to go well, be able to talk to each other. I just got a call a few minutes ago. Someone saying to me, like, how in the world am I going to go into Shabbos? I just don't know how I'm going to do Shabbos with, like, just by myself. Shabbos is such a time of community, of being together. And I mentioned it before, I want to mention it again. I think it's important that we show Shabbos respect. This is our opportunity to show Shabbos. We get dressed up for you. We sing Zemiris for you. It's not about showing off in shul. It's not about someone seeing your nice tie, or it's not about impressing your friend. It's about a relationship with Shabbos. Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving us an opportunity to build our relationships with our family, with our davening, with our Shabbos. We can make Shabbos beautiful. I want to tell you, I had a friend who, he was in this bungalow colony, and there was a lot of excessive drinking in the bungalow colony. So I got called from one of the, the Askanim, and said to me, listen, maybe you could speak to this fellow, because he's a friend of mine, and ask him to, he's a very prominent person, ask him if he could talk to the people in his bungalow colony about there's too much drinking there. So I called him up. I said, you know, I was contacted, asked to speak to you. He said, listen, I don't mean to be critical, but I'm just telling you, these guys, this is what their Shabbos is. Their Shabbos is just drinking. They don't know anything else about Shabbos. It's just a social event. Now is our opportunity to find out what Shabbos really is. Shabbos is beautiful. Shabbos is even just Shabbos, being just alone with Shabbos. Enjoy the tefillas. Find a way to connect. Enjoy the family. Spend Shabbos with your family. And you could, this could be the most beautiful and most amazing Shabbos you had. You know, we had these weddings, these small little intimate weddings, and they've been beautiful weddings. You know why? Because there's people who are really connecting. It's true, there's a lot of people missing, but there's very close, you know, the friends and family, and it's that much more meaningful that they're there. So now we have a time to create that relationship with Shabbos, our kala, our bride. So Friday night, when we sing Kabbalah Shabbos, try to connect. And Be'ez Hashem, let's see after Shema, it's going to be better than any Shabbos we have before. And in the future, every one of our Shabbosim will be changed for the better. We're going to make this situation that Kodesh Baruch Hu put us through something that's going to change us for the better. We're going to look back and say, it's been a turning point with Siyata Dishmaya in a positive way in all of our lives. Looking forward to speaking to all of you tomorrow. Have a great night, everyone.